Welcome to the Edinburgh Fringe Archive. In this episode, diddly dum, diddly dum, diddly dum, dum, diddly dum, diddly dum, diddly dum. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome once more to the Edinburgh Archives, your little bit of time travel to the Edinburgh Festival Fringe of times past. I'm not the Doctor, I'm Ewan Spence. I don't even have a Bachelor of Science degree either. I'm just here behind the microphone with 1,000 interviews and more behind me from all the years of covering the largest arts festival on the planet. Takes place every year in August up here in Edinburgh. In today's little look into the archive, yes, we are doing a little bit of time travelling ourselves, both with the fact that we recorded this show back in 2017, but also we're talking about Doctor Who with Rob Lloyd. Now, this Australian comics show, Who Me, was launched in 2011. Did Doctor Who make me an obsessive? Did Doctor Who make me a better person? All of those issues addressed and a little bit more. It was a popular hour-long show. Then it went out onto the touring circuit. It continues to be a popular show right up to this day. It is one of those shows that is bankable. You can put this on. You know you'll get people in to see it. You know you'll sell tickets. So you can go do your experimental stand-up sitting on a stool next door, knowing that your bills are going to be covered by Who Me. Well done, Rob. That's what everybody needs, that little bit of an anchor. So, Rob, back in time, joins myself and co-host John Jacob in the Rose Street Theatre. Now, in 2017, we were broadcasting the podcast live that year, so everything was one take, get it right, no edits, just have some fun and games and try and keep it all together. Which we kind of did, but there might be just a little bit more Doctor Who content than you would normally get on this podcast. So, anyway, we're now going to warp back in time to the Fringe, back to a new companion being announced, where we get to break the news to John live on the show, and a little bit of a Doctor Who trivia train with Rob Lloyd. And always remember, the show is finished. Don't try... Oh, no, hold on. Actually, Who Me is probably still bouncing around. Go to the website, look up Rob. You can get tickets. Now, John, you had a question about guests.
Yes, I'm very excited. Well, I'm reasonably excited. Let's keep the expectations, you know, middle ground. I'm a Doctor Who fan, and obviously, Mr. Rob Lloyd sat next to me. You are clear. Hey! You must surely Rock be a Rob. Doctor Who fan.
I'm a bit of a fan, yes.
So my question to you, Ewan Spence, is this just coincidence, or did you plan it this
well,
way?
Well, we did a bit of planning, but not around you.
Oh.
Myself and Katie up at Gilded Balloon made the best guess on when the new Doctors would be announced, and we looked at historical data and when Doctors had been announced during the Fringe, and we reckoned that the news would have leaked yesterday. So we got Rob, who's doing a show with allusions to the great wandering Time Lord invented by Ed Sidney Newman, Mary Jo Lambert, and we made a best guess that this would be when we would have the name of the new Doctor, and we could talk about it on the show, and we'd get some search engine traffic.
So actually my presence is coincidental.
So your presence is coincidental. and we nearly got it right, it has to be said, Rob. We were nearly there.
Just a couple of weeks off.
We weren't, no, not even, he's just in the t-shirt. Yes, we were a couple of weeks off with the name of the Doctor, but we are on the nose with the name of the assistant.
Oh, God. It hasn't been confirmed yet by BBC. Everyone's
of course it's not, but it's shown every other newspaper in the roundup of the newspapers, apart from the Mirror last night.
Everyone is just raining down.
Hold on,
gossip.
John.
I'm not aware of this. I don't read the newspaper.
Hold on a second. Is the camera ready? On the count of three, the new assistant will be played by...
No, I'm not going to say
it. No. We'll do it together. Come on.
You're really building it. Yeah, it better be good. Yeah, it better be
ready,
good.
Ready? On three. One, two, three. Bradley Walsh.
Really? Are you... What?
Everyone's saying that. All the papers are saying it, but BBC has not released it yet.
It's
It's going to be Bradley.
That doesn't mean anything.
So is that it's why you tweeted Bradley Walsh?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought you were referring to Strictly.
No.
And I was slightly underwhelmed.
Did you see the picture of Jimmy and Zoe underneath?
God, that would be awful. I mean, there, I've said it. I can say that now.
I mean, it's not like he's done 8 series of Law & Order with Chris Chibnall, the showrunner.
Or indeed acting experience whatsoever.
He's done like 3 years in Corrie.
Has he?
Yeah.
Well, as I say, hasn't got any acting experience whatsoever. Shall we move
on? Could you maybe
prefix
this?
Before, okay, you know, you remember what happened before.
Rob Lloyd doing the show Who Me, which is basically how much David Tennant has ruined your life.
There is an element of the comparison that I get to Mr. Tennant, but it's mostly about the fact that how the Doctor has been an influence of my life and whether it's been a positive or a negative influence. So I put the Doctor on trial to see whether he's been guilty or innocent.
What, like Trial of a Time Lord?
Like Trial of a Time Lord, I think Stone to Blood, he was on trial as well.
At
the end of the War Games as well. He's been on trial a lot, so I thought I'd put him on trial again.
So when you talk, slightly nerdy question, when you talk about whether the Doctor has changed your life, do you mean the character or one particular actor?
No, I mean the character.
Right.
The character.
I shall come in here then, because the character of the Doctor is part of the TV series Doctor Who. Mm. And although the TV series Doctor Who has been running since 1963,
yes,
it hasn't. Because after 3 years, the show that was Doctor Who was cancelled and replaced by a show called Doctor Who. And which, when you had to move from Hartnell to Troughton, effectively the Hartnell, the show that was William Hartnell, died.
Oh.
And then you had the Troughton, great big monster bases, the Mind Robber, which, of course, is the proper origin story of the Doctor, who he is the master of fiction and runaway. And then that show got cancelled, and then you had a new show called Doctor Who with Jon Pertwee. So which Doctor Who series are you identifying? Because there's actually about 13 or 14
different... That's true. It's very interesting you use the fact that with Hartnell leaving the show, it's the death of that. Because it was always meant to be a case of, you know, it's just a change of face, a change of appearance. And it wasn't until the Jon Pertwee era with his regeneration into Tom Baker that it became this whole...
And they didn't really call it regeneration until Baker to Pertwee. Rejuvenation in Planet of the Spiders.
That's right. Yeah. No, they said.
Go on, John. You said you were a fan.
I thought that I was a fan. I don't know what books you've been reading.
They did say regenerate at the end of Planet of the Spiders, but you know, when it changes from Hartnell to Troughton, he just goes, you know, this old body's getting a bit thin, so he needs to change and renewed. And even at the end of Troughton's era, he doesn't regenerate. He doesn't die.
He just
changes his face. But it isn't until Pertwee moves on that they start to play this whole thing. No. This character that you have loved for 5 years is dying and being born again. So it's interesting how that change has evolved and how the show has, with the show finishing, they get new producers, new writers, new focus, new vision.
Bradley Walsh.
Bradley. And to change it that way, they could do an episode that they could refilm The Chase. And Bradley Walsh could be.
Wow, the excitement on his face is quite remarkable. Is that something that you really want them to do?
God, no. it's
if they're going to redo anything, we want episode 3 of The Dalek Master Plan.
True. Or episode 4 of The Tenth Planet.
Well, I think they're in the process of doing that.
We'll find out Christmas time. True.
Episode 3 is where Katerina dies.
I didn't know that this was even an option. I didn't even know that we were going to be talking about remaking Doctor Who episodes. If only I'd been briefed.
So, yes, the question comes back to Doctor Who is influencing you?
The one that influences me the most is Jon Pertwee, because I became a fan in 96, and that was the year that the telly movie came out. That was the year that I was first introduced by my friend Alexander Jones, and that's the year, sadly, that Jon Pertwee passed away. So I threw myself wholeheartedly into finding out as much as I could about this actor who played the Doctor, and that began this mission to find all of his episodes. And at this time it was very hard to find VHS copies of it,
and you still only had a black and white of Invasion of the Dinosaurs part one.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have a key question, so you're telling me, I'm sorry everybody, because obviously we're going into a bit of a cul-de-sac now, but your first Doctor Who exposure was the movie. Is that what you're saying?
No. My friend Alexander
that
Jones.
That was terrible.
It was. My friend Alex showed me a couple of stories from all the Doctors. So by the time I saw the Paul McGann experience.
Right, you had some context.
I had some context, which was good because that first 10 minutes does not make any sense.
You're just indeed.
everything.
This is how not to do Rose.
In fact, I'd argue that all of it really didn't make very much sense.
None of it makes sense.
Running around.
These shoes fit is the perfect line for the
Eighth
Doctor.
These shoes fit perfectly. Yeah, yeah. I think Paul McGann is beautiful in that, and he holds that whole thing together. It's a mess of a thing. It's shot beautifully. McGann is great in it, but it is a mess of a story.
And the Daleks are going to have 8 legs. If they
they were, that's two. Right.
So, aren't we glad that didn't happen?
And so, they all sound like they swallowed a kazoo, which was very, very odd at the start.
Yes. And then they sounded like the Mechanoids, which leads us back to the chase, which leads us back to Bradley Walsh in the opening here, where we never even mentioned when your show was on.
My show is on 8:15 every night at the Rose Theatre, the Gilded Balloons Rose Theatre, until the 28th. I'm doing the Monday after a
you
lot
mad
of shows.
Fool!
I know, and I'm doing every
to
single
be fair,
night.
You're doing the trial of a Time Lord, so you do want to overstay your welcome.
I want to
the
stay
Monday.
Far too
do
long. You, we're going to have a weird looking.
A bonus question, very quickly. Do you basically want to be in Doctor Who?
I do. Well, since I was here last time in 2013 doing the show, I've got to
Ice Warrior 3.
I've got to work with the BBC a couple of times with live shows in Australia.
How did that go? What was that like?
That was really fun. That was really fun. I worked at the Symphonic Spectacular, and I worked with the Doctor Who Festival in Sydney. I got to run a stage, so I got to interview Mark Gatiss for the whole weekend.
Oh.
I got to interview Charlie Walsh as well, one of the costume makers. And I've also been employed for was on the Doctor Who documentary Earth Conquest on the season 8 DVD to represent Australian Who fans.
You've done it.
Close there. And you've got a website for people to find more details.
I
quickly.
Do. Twitter is at FutureRobbie, BBY, or my website, robloyd.com.au, or type in Rob Lloyd Who Me to find my Facebook page on the 28th.
Rob Lloyd there in 2017 when Humi was 6 years old. Rob is currently working with the Shakespeare Aliens troupe at the Adelaide Festival, and Humi is now 12 years old. It's been updated, it's still being performed, it's available as a pay-per-view, I think up on Vimeo. It's very much still a current thing, so check the website, check the listings and everything, and it may well be coming close to you the next 6 to 12 months. And given there is the big 60th anniversary Doctor Who revival happening later this year in November, it wouldn't surprise me if we get a Who Me refresh again coming up. There we go. Details, best bet is probably look at Future Robbie on Twitter. We'll have links to that back at our website as always, edinburghfringe.thepodcastcorner.com. Lots of time. A show going back in time to talk about a show that goes back and forward in time that you can listen to any time you like. Oh, now all I need is somebody who's going to write a musical about Inception, and we will have the full set. Yeah, well, that might be The Fringe in 2023. That will be happening down his podcast channel, but for now, we'll continue to visit the archives every single week. I'm Ewan Spence. Thanks for listening. If you bring your ears again next week, I will bring you another great name from the history of the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. Ta-ra for now. You've been listening to the Edinburgh Fringe Show, hosted by Ewan Spence, produced by The Podcast Corner. Listen to more from The Fringe at edinburghfringe.thepodcastcorner.com.